You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. This is Layla Weighs In, where once a week I weigh in on topics of interest about health and nutrition, your questions, your concerns, your topics of interest. This is where I weigh in on all of that. If you don't already subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you should do so. It's a nice source of information. It comes out once a week. It's free. We would never spam your emails. It's the only reason we would use your emails to deliver that newsletter to you,
right?
Just go to drhoffman.com and click subscribe. It's in the upper right-hand corner. So you can subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Now, I get a lot of questions about the semaglutide, GLP-1 agonist. You know what I'm talking about. Ozempic, O-O-O, Ozempic. Rybelsus, Wegovy, those. Because if anything has taken off like wildfire in the pharmaceutical industry, it is that drug. And a lot of people are doing well on it. Some people, not so much. I could give you some case reports, and I also want to talk to you about how it works, its mechanism of action, and how we may duplicate that mechanism of action in other ways. Now, the semaglutides, you know, are used for obesity. They're used for diabetes, right? Specifically, Ozempic and Wegovy, they're used to control blood sugar. They're used for weight loss who are obese. That's what we're talking about. Now, the Rybelsus is more used to help control blood sugar levels in type 2 diabetic patients. And all of these are used in conjunction with diet and exercise. So what is the difference? Ozempic injection is used to lower blood sugar levels for type 2 diabetic patients. Along with diet and exercise, it's also used for diabetic patients who already have cardiovascular disease to help lower the risk of major cardiovascular events, such as a heart attack or a stroke. Now, Ozempic is given as a subcutaneous injection weekly. What is Wegovy? It's an injection that's used for weight loss in certain patients and is also used to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular death in specific adults. Wegovy is given as a subcutaneous injection weekly, very much like Ozempic. Rybelsus tablets, you take these orally, are used to lower blood sugar levels for type 2 diabetic patients along with diet and exercise and are taken as a tablet once a day. Now, if you don't have diabetes, it may be hard for you to get these drugs. I know that some people, for whatever reason, are able to get around that and do it fine. But you should know common side effects of these semaglutide medications, which are what Ozempic, Rybelsus, Wegovy are. Common semaglutide side effects may include low blood sugar in people with type 2 diabetes. Can cause an upset stomach. They can cause heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, a loss of appetite, which is the blessing in disguise, is the loss of appetite, diarrhea, constipation, stomach flu symptoms, headache, dizziness, tiredness. Now, there are also serious semaglutide side effects, and you want to get emergency medical help if you have signs of an allergic reaction like hives, itching, dizziness, fast heartbeats, difficulty breathing, swelling of your face, lips, tongue, throat, right? Call your doctor if you have vision changes, unusual mood changes, thoughts about hurting yourself, pounding heartbeats or fluttering in your chest, a lightheaded feeling like you might pass out, signs of a thyroid tumor, swelling or a lump in your neck, trouble swallowing, a hoarse voice, feeling short of breath. I will tell you, in a minority of my patients who are taking semaglutides as prescribed by their physicians, some do have a little hoarseness. Many report a lack of appetite. Many are very happy to say they no longer have food on the brain, meaning they're not obsessing about food anymore. Many report nausea or a low-grade nausea, which is chronic. You could tell by the look on their face. They look like they don't feel good. But also for many, I must admit, they say it's worth it.
Okay.
Hey, I am here to support. Others report vomiting, quite a bit of vomiting. Usually those patients are the ones who want to stop taking it at that point. Although I've had a couple who say, oh, it's all right. It's okay. So, how do these drugs work? And there are other things. There's a natural one that I want to talk to you about, which is made of hops. Yeah, you know the stuff you find in beer. You've heard of Calocurb. It's on Fullscript. Amarisate. What is its mechanism of action? But before I go there talking to you about Calocurb, how do these semaglutides work? They slow everything down. It helps to release CCK, which is a very important hormone. It's a peptide hormone of the GI tract responsible for stimulating the digestion of fat and protein. So when you eat a meal containing fat and protein, CCK is secreted. And it helps to slow down digestion. It does have enzymes to help the digestion of fat and protein. But as you know, fat and protein slows everything down. So by eating fat and protein, it helps with the secretion of CCK. Cholecystokinin is what CCK is. Because this is what helps tell us, wow, we are satiated. We are done eating. It's always a protein and fat meal because it kind of sits in the stomach. CCK is secreted. It helps with the emulsification, the digestion of it. It's all nice and rich and slow. The semaglutides kind of perform this in the same way by helping slow down digestion, which is the reason of the side effect of nausea, vomiting, a lack of appetite, and all of that. Now, how is Calocurb working? What is the mechanism of action of Amarisate? Well, in a delayed release capsule, Amarisate, aka Calocurb, is released in the upper small intestine called the duodenum, where it stimulates the release of CCK at 6 times the base level percent. So it's helping to secrete a lot more CCK. And then it moves down to the mid gastrointestinal gut, where it stimulates the release of GLP-1 at 6 times the base level. And then moving into the lower gut, it stimulates the release of PYY at 2 times the base level. All of these hormones, CCK, GLP-1, PYY, all of these cause a slowing down of digestion. And this effect that CaloCurb, Amarisate, gives you, this effect lasts 4 to 6 hours as the active ingredient, Amarisate, moves through the gastrointestinal tract. Studies have been done. All measures are statistically significant and high enough to evoke behavioral change, principally a decrease in the intake of food, a decrease in the intake of calories, which is what anyone who is struggling with hunger and craving is after, right? So, the digestion of fat and protein, that's what CCK is responsible for. It's synthesized, it's secreted in the duodenum, which is the upper small intestine, which is also where the Amarisate helps to work. That's what we're talking about. So, how are other ways where we can get the same response? Because many of the semaglutides, they have these side effects. CaloCurb, far less so. Far less so, but people still do report some side effects, like maybe nausea. And again, a lack of appetite is its trick and its gift. But I want to tell everyone that when you lose weight by not eating enough food, you're not just getting rid of fat stores, you're also losing your extremely important metabolic tissue called muscle. And then when you start losing too much weight, it's going to go to bone. And that's exactly what we don't want, especially as we get older. You don't want to be losing any muscle when you lose weight. You want to keep your lean body mass. This is supremely important in maintaining your metabolism because muscle, which is good and dense, and when it's strong, torches calories. It torches calories. This is desirable. That's why people who do a lot of strength training, and you've heard me say, if there is a fountain of youth, I believe it's strength training. They're not only very toned, but because they have a desirable body composition of far less fat to lean body mass, and not just in men, in women who are strength training. And I'm not talking about Barbie weights, ladies. I'm not talking about doing 30 reps with your 2 pounds, you know, hand weight. I'm talking about lifting weights where when you get to the last 2 or 3 repetitions, it's hard to complete. That's how you know you're hauling enough weight. Now, getting back to how can we mimic and how can we naturally clear secretion of CCK, this very important first hormone that's produced and secreted in the upper small intestine, the duodenum, that helps, gives us the feeling of satiety, that we're done eating. It's a higher fat and protein meal. So when I say to you, when you eat less carbohydrate and eat more fat and protein, you help to produce more secretion of not only the CCK, but also the GLP-1 and the PYY, which is secreted further down in the small intestine. How does this work? With the larger secretion of CCK in the upper small intestine, it also signals the lower small intestine to secrete more PYY. This is how it all works. It's signaling and crosstalk. And how do we naturally achieve that? By eating a proper human diet, which is very low in carbohydrate and very high in fat and its inherent protein. That's how we secrete CCK. Problem that we've been told over so many decades of eating low fat and low calories, we didn't eat enough fat. We need the fat. We need the protein to help secrete the CCK. What happens? Nobody on a low-fat, low-calorie diet is secreting enough CCK to give them any kind of satiety, to help smash their hunger and say, wow, I'm no longer hungry. And that's why I always give this example of, you could eat a sleeve of Oreo cookies, a box of cookies, whatever, but you can't eat 10 or 15 hard-boiled eggs. You can't eat 5 pounds of meat. It would make you sick. You would get nauseated. It would naturally stop you from eating. You're going to eat your ribeye steak for dinner and your broccoli and maybe a salad. You're going to be full. But if you're going to eat a bowl of pasta, you may be hungry an hour later. It's the same reason why when you get up in the morning and eat a bowl of oatmeal or any other kind of cereal, you're hungry an hour and a half, hour and a half later. I learned that lesson 20 years ago. I had a nice breakfast. But, Layla, I had my poached eggs along with my bowl of oatmeal. Matter. You still stimulated blood sugar and insulin response with that oatmeal. Matter that you had a couple of eggs with it. You get rid of the oatmeal and have a couple of eggs. 3 or 4 eggs. Protein and its inherent fat help the upper small intestine to secrete the amount of CCK that's going to help you feel sated. But for those of you who need some extra help, maybe you want to start taking Calcur. You can. And again, it's made of hops. It's called Amarisate. The name Calocurb is how it's sold. Again, it's a delayed release capsule. It's released in the upper duodenum where it stimulates the release of CCK at 6 times the base level. Right? If you're eating a low-carb, high-fat diet, you're secreting plenty of CCK. This could take it further. I will tell you this. I've heard of maybe 2 patients who were taking the prescription semaglutides, the Ozempic, the Wegovy, the Rybelsus, and they're reporting, I'm still hungry. I'm still hungry. Now, those people are really not in tune at all with any hunger or satiety cues. That is the patient who tells me I stop eating when all the food is gone. They are not tuned in at all to their hunger and satiety cues. They stop eating when the food is gone. Literally. It's a behavioral thing. They need to retrain their behavior to eat in a way, to pay attention, to know what hunger feels like. The growling in the stomach. Your stomach is empty. Maybe you're feeling a little lightheaded from the low blood sugar associated with that.
It's time to eat.
But eat a good fatty protein meal, not a high carb meal, so you will get that allotment, that secretion of CCK to help you say, wow, I'm full. My ribeye steak was great. My broccoli, that was just fine, especially with a pat of butter, right? Unless you've sauteed it in garlic and oil or you've drizzled it with some good quality olive oil after you've steamed it, however you're preparing it, right? This is the way to eat. So that you're naturally stimulating enough CCK, so that you're stimulating enough GLP-1. This is related to keeping you in a fat-burning metabolism. These things naturally occur in our small intestines when we eat the right way. But many people, most people, are not eating the right way. That's why they're looking for Ozempic. That's why they're looking for Wegovy. And that's why they're looking for Calicur. It could be that now you've been on Ozempic and time is running out. You can't get that prescription anymore. It's also too expensive. And you can't afford it anymore. You want to stop taking this medication because you're concerned about the serious side effects. What happens then is you move over to taking some Calicur. And that could be your transition to getting off the semaglutides, the prescription semaglutides. Calicur can help you with that. Because the Emarisate in these scientific studies is very beneficial. Very, very beneficial. And during this time, this whole time that you've been taking the prescription semaglutides and then transitioning to the Calicur, you should be learning to eat the right way. So that by the time you stop taking these medications, you're secreting enough CCK that you don't need this anymore. And that's when I, as your nutritionist, is doing it for you. As will you be when you see that all of your biochemistry start to normalize. That all of the metabolic abnormalities start to normalize. Oh, and guess what? You lost the weight you wanted to lose. What a nice little side effect. That weight loss is like part of the show, but not necessarily the main event, because all your biochemistry's got better. Your metabolic abnormalities have righted themselves. You've come back into equilibrium, and a nice little side effect is all that weight loss that happens. Yay! I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mutin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.